The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Bats, in total, make up nearly one quarter of all mammalian species on Earth. In fact, in the United States alone, there are 44 species of bats. And though bats are often thought of as flying mice, they are more closely related to primates, including people, than they are to rodents. Although bats have the same basic arm and hand bones found in humans and most other mammals, their hand and finger bones are very long and slender. And the skin that makes up their wings may look delicate, but it's extremely resistant to tearing by sharp objects and feels about like a heavy-duty trash bag. Bat size can vary greatly, ranging from the half-ounce bumblebee bat with a 6-inch wingspan to the 3.5-pound flying fox with a wingspan of nearly 80 inches. The first time I saw one of these giant fruit-eating bats in the wild, I thought it was a great blue heron until it got within 100 yards. And though they sometimes evoke panic and consternation, bats are actually very good guys. They nurse their pups just like other mammals do, and in many parts of the world, bats take the place of bees as the principal pollinators of flowers and fruits. And around here, bats eat bugs, up to half their body weight in a single evening.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.